The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. And this week I have some interesting information, some very outside the box for most people information. I feel it's very important for us to understand how to get our bodies working better. A lot of stuff I talk about on the radio show is about how to redo what our bodies are meant to do in the first place. There's a lot of toxicity, a lot of stress in our world, which stops our bodies from working the way it should and ultimately impacts our body should run. And there's certain compounds that are, you know, most people have heard about. You've heard about these for sure, maybe not in the context you knew there are peptides, but I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into how peptides help your body heal better, function better, and work better. And now a lot of you people might be saying you don't understand peptides. Peptides, a lot of medicine started off as peptides, and they're naturally occurring compounds your body produces normally, such as BPC-157, which I'll get into in a minute. It's made in our guts. So it's a body protecting compound. That's where the BPC comes from, has 157 amino acids. So it helps your body heal. So if your body needs more healing, you injured yourself, you have issues that don't typically get better on their own, helps your body to heal better. It's producing your gut, and it's really good for gut healing as well. So BPC-157 is one of the peptides I'll be talking about. I'm going to get another one called MOTS-C. It's a mitochondrial peptide for energy, but it does it differently. I'm going to get into tesamorelin, which is a great peptide for helping your body lose fat, but also retain muscle in a very natural way. It does it very well. And I'm going to get into another one called GHK-CU. And it's good for healing, helps your body with soft tissue, collagen repair, but it helps your skin, helps you look younger, more rejuvenated. Now, there's a million peptides. I mean, I don't know how many there are. There's probably thousands of peptides, and there's different levels, right? They have the S tier, A tier, B, C, D tier of function. But basically, I'm going to go over ones that are in the A or S tier. They're safe for the most part. Now, I'm not endorsing them, you know, because I'm just giving you information. This information is for you to be able to understand if you want to use peptides, what they can do for you, right? I'm not telling you to take them. It's not my job. I'm not endorsing them. I'm giving you information for you to understand. But I feel personally, they're good molecules. I feel they can really help you function better. But I'm going to start off with, the exercise peptide, it's called, and that's MOTS-C, MOTS-C, the exercise peptide. And what it does, right, it's a mitochondrial-derived peptide, meaning it actually encodes in your mitochondrial DNA, not in your nuclear DNA. So it's not going into your DNA code. It's going into your mitochondrial DNA. That makes it really unique. So what it does, it activates something called AMPK. That's the same energy sensing pathway triggered by exercise. It improves insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism. So it's really good because most people's insulin sensitivity really decreases as we get older. And insulin, you know, it tells your body to push sugar into cells. Shows up the cell, it knocks on the door, right? Knock, knock, knock. And it says, you got to let the sugar in. So your body says, okay, I'll let the sugar in, no problem. But we lose the sensitivity. We don't hear that knock anymore as we get older. This improves the sensitivity, lets you use the blood sugar much more effectively when you take MOTS-C. So another one, it reduces visceral fat. So a bunch of people are taking it for this. That's the fat that surrounds your organs. And that's very dangerous fat, right? It can really impact how your body runs, heals, creates disease, creates massive inflammation throughout your body. So it really can help your body work better. And it's been shown to be anti-aging as far as how your body functions dealing with the insulin sensitivity. Because we're not sensitive to insulin, that creates massive inflammation, creates massive disease processes in your body. And so MOTS-C is an excellent peptide. I know people that take it and love it. It's probably one of their favorite peptides. And so your mitochondria is trying to heal you. And MOTS-C is a signal that tells your mitochondria to get to work. So it really tells you to get your body working better, get it functioning better, and it gives you more energy, goes into the brain, gives your brain more energy. When you have more mitochondria healing and working better, your body's going to heal and work better. All right, next one I'm going to get into is called tesamorelin, and they call it the belly fat peptide. So it's a synthetic GHRH, which means growth hormone releasing hormone. growth hormone, releasing hormone. So you don't put growth hormone into your body. It tells your body to release it more naturally. And as we get older, once again, we don't have as much growth hormone. It really impacts your mood. It impacts your how you heal, how you function, your inflammation, really impacts how your body's working. So it stimulates your pituitary gland to release your own growth hormone naturally. And what it does, it's FDA approved for visceral fat reduction and HIV lipodystrophy. So people have HIV, the medications they take to overcome that, it stores more fat around their midsection. So this helps get rid of that. It reduces deep abdominal fat significantly. So if you have that big beer belly, or your belly's bigger than your lean body should suggest, it helps to decrease that and get you healthier. It improves IGF-1 levels, which is insulin growth factor. So it, once again, deals with insulin. You're going to find out many things in your body are affected by insulin. So insulin, you know, you could have all sorts of neuropathies down your legs, all sorts of stuff dealing with diabetic insulin issues. And it preserves lean muscle mass. So you're trying to lose weight. A lot of times you lose weight and you lose muscle mass with that. This preserves lean muscle mass, helps your body work better. So it isn't injecting the growth hormone into your body. It's telling your own pituitary to do its job again. And that's what I like about peptides. They're signaling molecules your body produces to tell your body to do certain things. And we lose that signaling molecule quite frequently as we get older, and it tells your body to do it again and do it at the level it's designed to do it. And a huge differentiator from HGH is that you're not putting that straight in your body. And if you do that, it messes your hormones. This is a natural production of it through your pituitary gland. So this really resonates with my root cause philosophy, right? Because our bodies, if we have less of something, in the past I spoke about testosterone, growth hormone, even female hormones, about replacing some of them. I don't like how they do it, but if you can replace your hormones naturally, your body will work better. And we're very deficient in our hormones because of all the toxicity in our environment, all the stress in our environment. Matter of fact, I heard it said before, at 27 years old, you have half the testosterone that your grandfather had. And a lot of people in their 40s have the same testosterone that their grandmother had. And I feel that's a little bit emasculating. But regardless, you just don't feel as good. You don't have to get up and go. Your body just doesn't want to work as well. This is one of my favorite peptides I'm going to get into. Once again, I'm not endorsing them. I'm giving you information about them. A lot of people use these peptides to help their body heal. And this one is probably the most researched peptide out of every peptide you can take. And once again, I want to say Ozempic, like GLP-1 drugs, Ozempic, Wegovy, all them, they're peptides. Now, I don't like those peptides, right? Certain peptides are good. Certain peptides are bad. I don't like how they work for people because they're damaging certain parts of the body, but they're peptides. So if you say this is new information, actually you've heard of it before, peptides, just not labeled peptides. All right. So BPC-157 is called the healing peptide, and body protecting compounds, what it stands for. It's derived from a protein found in your gastric juice in your stomach. So one of the most researched peptides in the functional medicine world. And what it does is it accelerates tendon, ligament, and muscle repair. And they say once you're above an age, once you're old like I am, right? And I've had people come in and tell me, don't say you're old. I'm kind of tongue in cheek saying it, you know, but once you get older, your body doesn't repair as quickly or as efficiently. So you could take this just, you know, all the time, trying to help your body repair better. It promotes angiogenesis, which is new blood vessel formation to injured tissue. So it helps your body heal better too. It's been shown to have neuroprotective effects. So it protects your nervous system from degenerative issues in your brain and other parts of your body, which is a very important part of it from my perspective. It modulates dopamine and serotonin pathways. And dopamine is the thing that we're driving up all the time with our short, quick, you know, quick burst watching of videos, social media, all this stuff. They're called dopamine hits. So our dopamine levels get hit real quick. And then afterwards, right, we're saying, I need more dopamine. So we're wearing that out. This helps balance off your dopamine and serotonin pathways. So your stomach already makes this. BPC-157 is just giving your body more of what it already is using to heal itself. So I love that, right? So many people I see have trouble healing. They're giving it their best shot. And it seems like the deck's stacked against them. And this really helps your body to heal tremendously better, helps them just to work better. And I'm going to get into one now called TB500. And you combine this usually with BPC-157 because they both heal your body. They call it the Wolverine stack after the X-Men character, Wolverine, right? Because he healed very quickly. And what it does is it's called the flexibility and recovery peptide. And so it's a synthetic version of thymosin beta 4. And that's a protein present in almost every cell in the body. So what it does, it promotes actin regulation, and it's critical for cell structure and movement. It accelerates wound healing and muscle repair. It reduces inflammation to injured tissue, improves flexibility and range of motion, and it has shown cardiac and neurological protective effects. So I've read these studies before. It protects your heart, right? If you have a heart issue, it protects and heals hearts. So that's really cool that it has these body protective effects. But then again, our body was made perfectly, and these compounds were made by our creator. And so they're made perfectly to help our body heal and do what it's supposed to do at a higher level. And so TB500 works at a cellular level. It's not just masking pain. It's rebuilding the tissue that's causing the pain. And so that's a cool concept, right? Your body has less pain because it's healing better. And that's a phenomenal thing. The one last thing I'm going to go over, and there's a bunch of things. I could go over tons of stuff with peptides. There are a lot of cool compounds that I'm very interested in learning more about and sharing this for information purposes for you. Next one's called GHK-CU. It's a copper peptide. It's a naturally occurring copper binding peptide found in human plasma, in our blood, saliva, and urine, and the levels decline sharply as we age. So it declines sharply as we get older. So putting it back in makes more sense because it's not supposed to decline as sharply as it currently is. As I always say, go back 100 years, and I doubt we needed much help with these areas. Our body just held on to these things better as we aged. But I'm going to get into what GHK does. I love this peptide. It's a cool concept. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant peptide. So a lot of the nutrients and stuff I talk about are anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. Very valuable, right? But this is a powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant peptide your body naturally produces. It stimulates collagen and elastin production. So what's cool about that is our skin is made from collagen and elastin. And they use this a lot in the beauty industry. And they make creams out of it to rub on your outside skin. But most of these are injected, just to let you know. That's how you take most of these. You inject them through very small needles, like insulin needles with very, very small hair-like needles you wouldn't even feel if you put it into your body. So that's how you deliver them. If you don't like needles, you might want to reconsider what I'm saying. But basically, they wouldn't hurt. They're very small. Everything's fine. Now I'll tell you something else. A bunch of these peptides are considered research chemicals because they haven't been studied at the level our FDA would determine for it to be passed by our FDA. But many of these are produced by our own body. So we haven't studied them fully. It doesn't mean they're unsafe. It just means be careful, you know, and how you go about it in your research if you're going to take them. Now, what this does is stimulates collagen and elastin production. It activates over 4,000 genes related to tissue repair and regeneration. It promotes a nerve regeneration, and it's used topically for skin repair, systemically for deeper tissue effects. So that's why I saw the other day a video of a local anti-aging center, and they're recommending this. Come in and get shots of this stuff because it helps your skin look much younger, much healthier, and just helps you function that much better. So, you know, as far as peptides go, these are some of the main ones that I do like. And I do take some of these myself. I do. And because of that, I know about them. I know the safety profile, and I know they're really good for you. I'm not telling you what to do. It's your body, your choice, but they can help your body function much better. And I want to cover something else. I've been told I'm covering a lot of stuff on nutrition, a lot of stuff on getting your body to function better neurologically. I want to cover this because it's very important to me, and hopefully it could be very, you know, important to you and how your body works and heals. Now, speaking about the peptides I just went over, you know, for the most part, I realize what I do. I'm a doctor of chiropractic. We do very cool chiropractic care, right? It's unique. It's advanced. We do neurologically corrective care. And corrective care is different because basically you're not just coming in, popping someone to make them feel better, trying to get their body restored, healing, and running better. This way the pain won't exist, right? The pain won't be bothering them when you get them working better. But peptides can help with pain. I tell people your nutrition can help with pain. That's the number one driver that brings people in. But I say, if you just went home and fasted for a day and you ate very, very clean, you probably wouldn't be in as much pain. So pain isn't the factor for me. I know it drives people to see me, but it isn't the number one thing for me to see patients. Because I see young kids who have no pain, but their spine is out of position and it's developing into, I say, as a twig is as bent, so grows the whole tree. And as the whole tree grows, you lose function. You lose the ability to process information. You can't, you know, you have that person in your life, they can't process information. It isn't just the brain's bad. It isn't working well. The brain's not working as good as it should. All these things could be helped and healed through proper neurologically corrective chiropractic care. So I love peptides. I love how they work. But people come in, if you have a disc issue or something in your lower back, you know, that can create digestive issues, the peptide can help heal that. But if you always have that information causing your lack of information from your lower spine, causing your gut not to work as well, you know, bloating, discomfort, you could have Crohn's disease, you have any number of disorders because you're not getting the information from your brain out to the organ. But so many people come in with low back issues. I'm going to show you exactly what we do. Low back and neck issues, unfortunately, are the biggest drivers in my office because people have a lot of them. You know, people are struggling and suffering with these. So when you look at how to correct low back and neck issues, you can't just go into a place, have someone feel something and pop you. That's dangerous. Quite frankly, people in my profession, I know who do that, but it can be very dangerous. First thing I always do is look at x-rays. So someone's going to come see me. I don't adjust them without looking at x-rays because sometimes you see stuff on x-rays you didn't expect. And you can understand what's really going on deep in the spine based on neurologically correct x-rays. And you can see what's going on there and put a course of care together to get them fully corrected. Our spines are designed to be in very specific positions. And if they're in these specific positions, then your body's going to work and function better. And when you have them, you feel better. You better motion, you're not hurting, you can just be more athletic. Whatever you're doing, you carry laundry baskets up from the basement to the upstairs, whatever it is, you're going to do it better. So if your spinal cord is in the right position, structurally, you're not going to break down. Your discs aren't going to decay. You know, so many people come in and say, you know, I think I have arthritis. My mother had arthritis. My father had arthritis. And it has nothing to do with your mother or father. It has to do with where you have damage and how long you've had it. Right. And how you're eating creates inflammation, which allows it to break down faster. So if you have arthritis that's caused by an injury, which shifted the position of the vertebra and the vertebra wanted to lock down to keep it safe. If it's moving improperly, your body wants to try to lock it down to keep it safe, keep it from breaking down further. So when it gets locked down over time, the discs that's in between the two bones starts flattening out. When it flattens out, it's kind of like a water balloon. You step on a water balloon, it's going to bow out to the side of your foot. That's what your disc does. When it bows out, it starts pushing on nerves into your spinal cord. Eventually, it may even herniate, which is worse than a bulge, right? And that is going to could push into your spinal cord or into nerves and really damage you. You know, so there is decompression technology that works very, very well. We're going to have in our office very soon. As well, though, is just getting your spine corrected and adjusted, relieves the pressure on the disc, takes the pressure off the nerves. And then over time, getting your spine back to its proper position allows it to stop breaking down. Arthritis can even reverse. Bone spurs can even go away when you reverse it and put it back to the right position. So first thing you have to do, if you have any back pain and neck pain, if you have any digestive issues, really any problem in your body is truly caused by neurological malfunction. Now, if you're an alcoholic, it can affect your liver, right? Certain things can definitely impact your body. If you're injured, definitely can affect your knee, your ankle, whatever you're injured. But how your nervous system's functioning will determine how well you heal and how well you function. I've had patients come in their 90s still smoking. And you say, that's crazy. They got lucky, good genes. I don't agree with that. I feel their body was healing so well neurologically. The brain was communicating with the body with no interference. So however they're smoking, however their lungs were impacting, however their health was impacted from smoking, the body was able to clean up that damage and repair it much sooner, much faster, and it didn't really impact them that greatly. Now, would they be better not smoking? Of course, right? But smoking's a stress, right? Just, you know, sitting in front of a screen all day, that's a stress. Being in front of a Wi-Fi system all day, it's a stress. And the better body heals, the less chance of that creating disease in your body. So your nervous system, basically your brain controls everything. Your spinal cord carries everything from your brain down to your organs. And if there's any pressure on it, any nerve, any part of your body, wherever that nerve is going to, has been shown in science for 100 years now, will become damaged. So an organ that has a nerve going to it, if it's coming from your upper neck, then those nerves go to your heart and lungs. So if you have damage to nerves in your upper and lower neck, they're going to your heart and lungs, and you can take every medication given you by every cardiologist, even the best cardiologist, but if they're not addressing the cause of where that malfunction is coming from, your heart can never get back to being healthy. So I'm a big fan of trying to correct the cause. If you correct the cause, your body will be much healthier. It'll work much better. And you have a much more productive life. So what I do every week is I open up appointment times, and I'm going to say this, you know, I'm on Route 9, where Route 9 and 84 meet in Fishkill, New York. I'm pretty close to that anyway. If you know Splashdown Water Park, I'm right by there. So if you want to come in, I open up 10 appointment times each week. we're very busy. I just want you to give me a call. Give me a call and say, I want to come in. I want to get checked out. I want to see how my spine's doing. That may be the main reason why you have disease, chronic pain, malfunction. So many people, they just want to do whatever the doctor tells them. Take this pill and they feel a little bit better. Doesn't get rid of the cause. Take this other sort of pill and they become addicted to it. And that creates more issues. They can lose their job, whatever. One thing I'm going to tell you though is think of your problem at its worst. When was it at its worst? When it was its worst, what couldn't you do? Did you miss work? Could you not play with your kids? Could you not go outside? Could you not enjoy sports the way you want to? Whatever it was, you're losing that function, and that function that costs money and time. Costs money and time. So many people wait until it's so bad where they have to do something. Even then, they just go and get surgery because it's so bad. And I don't like that process, right? If you take care of it before it gets to that point, you're not losing money. You're not losing time with your wife and kids or your husband and kids or whatever, your grandkids. You're not losing that time. You can pick them up. You can play with them, get in the floor with them. All this stuff to me is very important. Warren Buffett said, wealth is about having your health and your family members want to be around you. So that's so important. I love that concept. So many people try to climb a ladder to be super wealthy, and they could have all that stuff right now without trying to climb that ladder. Have your health, have your body working for you, and have your family and friends want to be around you. So if you want to try to change that aspect of your health, try to be healthy, discover what's going on with you, or overcome major issues, give us a call. So the first 10 people call us, we'll do the whole exam process. We do x-rays. You meet with me, we'll go over your health history, and we'll go over how to get you healthier. And we do very high level corrective care. We do re-x-rays, we do spinal remodeling, remolding, everything to get you back as healthy as you can be. So give us a call at 845-896-1200. We have a new AI system that'll answer the call and they'll schedule an appointment. Be patient with them if they don't know what they're talking about, but the AI system is supposed to be very good. They'll talk to you, they'll set up an appointment for you, and they'll get you on track. So give us a call at 845-896-1200 or 845-896-1200. We'll set up an appointment time and we'll get back on track to healing and working as good as you should. All right. I love this line, right? If willpower worked, no one would be overweight. If willpower worked, no one would be overweight. So what you're dealing, anybody's holding on to any extra weight. And there's all sorts of videos online showing how we're so much thinner back in the 60s, 70s, or 80s. And there's a strong reason why. It's because it's a biology problem, not a discipline problem. So when I was young, you know, I was a kid, and right around when I was about 11, 12 years old, I put on some weight, maybe even 10, 11, 12 years old. It just came on, and I was involved with sports, but not too much. And I was disciplined to overcome it. And I've been on a very powerful like mindset. I've been tracing this down my whole life, 55 years old. I've been studying this stuff, researching. I probably know better than anybody you know how to get your body to drop weight. And then I started in 2016 developing processes, calling up every doctor, natural doctor that you see on videos across the country, asking them, what is it? Why are we holding on to so much weight more than we ever have before? And we all boiled it down to a couple things. It's very important to understand. It wasn't just me. I talked to many, many people. We boiled down to a couple things. Our soil is deficient in food, right? That's number one. And we're holding on to a disproportionate level of weight due to our hormones being dysregulated due to the initial stress and all the stresses that are surrounding us. So I developed systems to address that. And I'll tell you the truth, since then, we've had thousands of people go through our system and lose weight so quickly, get healthy, and then go on, right? We don't hang out and talk to them anymore. It's like you're on Ozempic, so afraid to get off of it, so you're going to put weight back on. So one thing we do is we really get to the root cause versus just trying to say count calories versus burning it off. You know, we want to fix hormonal dysregulation, insulin resistance, chronic inflammation and fat storage triggering, mitochondrial dysfunction and gut health and nutrient absorption. So it's so important. There's no shortcuts. I'm going to tell you, there's no shortcut. There's no injection, no pill, potion, or lotion that's going to fix this, but it isn't as hard as you think it is once you figure out how to do it. So we have coaching, shows you exactly what to do. We have testing, finding out what's wrong with your body and how to get it better. But basically, you know, GLP-1 dependency, there's always been a pill. There's always been something to give people to have a fast track way to drop weight. But it doesn't help. It doesn't help long term, and it really destroys your health. Now, you know, we're not interested in borrowing results that you're going to have just no return with. We want your body to actually work differently. And so when you look at this stuff, we don't want to just suppress appetite. We want to retrain your metabolism at the cellular level. And we want to make sure you're losing the right weight, because what you lose matters as much as why you lose it or how you lose it. And the big thing is, you know, you want to build patience towards independence. You want to be independent, a metabolism that works on its own without ongoing intervention. So we plan for that. We plan for a day where you don't need us. You don't need us. Your body's working so well. And we teach you how to go out, how to eat properly at events, holidays, restaurants, and maintain your leanness because you have a metabolism that's working for you instead of against you. So that's how you know we're actually in your corner. And so we want to figure out how to get your body healthier. You know, most programs treat the scale. We want to treat the system that's behind it. Want to get your body working healthier, help you to be functioning better, happier. And it's there's very specific things we do differently. I know spring's approaching. That's a big reason why I talk about this stuff. Spring's approaching, and you want to lose weight. And we say 40 days. 40 days is the amount of time to give us. 90 days total, but 40 days. Within 40 days, on average, you'll be down 20 to 40 pounds. That sounds crazy. I get it. But in 40 days, a month and 9 days from now, you'd be down 20 pounds, a few dress sizes, a few sizes overall, or 40 pounds. So we have a guarantee you'll be down 20 pounds in the first 40 days, or we'll keep working with you until you drop that weight. Now, we have many people lost much more weight. We have people who have lost, you know, hundreds of pounds. Basically, it's so simple to get your body working better, wanting to drop the weight, not wanting to hold on to it, get your hormones working for you, your sex hormones, every hormone for metabolism work for you instead of against you. So what I'm doing this week, just as I did before, I'm opening up 10 times to go through our entire weight loss protocol initial meeting, meet with a coach, go through the testing, do everything we do with people who want to lose the weight and do it very, very effectively. We are the anti-GLP-1 place. I'm not going to put you on those things because I know how dangerous it is. We want your body to work properly. So give us a call. The phone number is 845-896-1200. Once again, AI will talk to you and set up an appointment time. Give us a call though, 845-896-1200, and we'll get back in touch with you. You can even text us on the line, but we'll get back in touch with you and get your body working better. As always, bless you, love you, and I wish a great week ahead of you and a great summer year in life from this point forward. God bless.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.